Welcome to London's Imperial Landmarks, featuring Historic Echoes, the podcast where we dive deep into the iconic landmarks that shape the world's history. Today, we're exploring one of the most celebrated architectural marvels in the heart of London, St. Paul's Cathedral. I'm your host, George, and in this episode, we'll walk through the layers of history that built St. Paul's, starting from its Roman roots, its multiple reconstructions, and its rise as a symbol of resilience during the Blitz of World War II. Chapter 1. Early Beginnings. To truly understand St. Paul's Cathedral, we need to rewind the clock all the way back to 604. The site on Ludgate Hill, one of the highest points in London, has been home to religious worship for over 1400 years. It was in 604 that the first church dedicated to St. Paul was constructed under Mellitus, Bishop of the East Saxons, sent by St. Augustine of Canterbury. However, this first church, like many in the early medieval period, didn't last long. It was made of wood and was destroyed by fire, a fate that would befall many future iterations of the cathedral. Chapter 2. The Norman Legacy. The next major phase of St. Paul's came with the Norman Conquest in 1066.
The original wooden structure was replaced by a grander stone building under the Normans.
This new cathedral was completed in 1087. It was a monumental achievement, a Romanesque masterpiece that dominated the London skyline for nearly 600 years. But like the wooden structures before it, this Norman version of St. Paul's wasn't immune to disaster. The Great Fire of London in 1666 consumed vast swathes of the city, including the medieval St. Paul's Cathedral. Chapter 3. Sir Christopher Wren and the Birth of a Masterpiece. After the Great Fire, the need to rebuild was urgent. This is where Sir Christopher Wren, one of the most celebrated architects in British history, enters the story. Appointed as the architect for the reconstruction of St. Paul's, Wren's vision was transformative.
Wren experimented with several designs, and after some back and forth with the church authorities, the current cathedral began construction in 1675.
His final masterpiece, completed in 1710, is what we see today, an elegant Baroque cathedral that merges classical symmetry with innovative dome architecture. The Dome of St. Paul's became its defining feature, towering over the city at 365 feet tall. It was inspired by St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, but with a distinctive British twist. At the time, it was the tallest building in London and remains one of the largest cathedral domes in the world. Chapter 4. The Blitz and St. Paul's as a symbol of resilience. St. Paul's has seen many ups and downs in its long history, but one of the most significant moments came during World War II. In 1940, during the Blitz, Nazi bombs rained down on London, wreaking havoc across the city. However, St. Paul's survived, even though many feared it would be lost to the flames. One photograph, in particular, captured the imagination of the British public. St. Paul's standing defiantly amid the smoke and ruins. This image became a powerful symbol of resilience and hope for the British people, encapsulating the nation's refusal to bow to Nazi aggression. Chapter 5. A Place of National Memory. Today, St. Paul's Cathedral isn't just a place of worship, it's also a space where Britain remembers its past.
The cathedral has hosted several high-profile events. The wedding of Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer in 1981, state funerals of national heroes like Winston Churchill and Lord Nelson, and countless other royal and national celebrations. Beneath its floors, the crypt houses tombs of some of the most significant figures in British history, including Christopher Wren himself, whose epitaph famously reads, "If you seek his monument, look around you."
Chapter 6. St. Paul's in the modern world. In the 21st century, St. Paul's continues to evolve. It remains an active place of worship, but it's also a major tourist attraction, drawing millions of visitors each year.
The cathedral underwent a massive restoration project from 1996 to 2011, timed to coincide with its 300th anniversary. This project brought St. Paul's back to its former glory, restoring the intricate stone carvings and mosaics, and cleaning its iconic dome. Our final thoughts: St. Paul's Cathedral is more than just an architectural masterpiece. It is a living testament to London's history, its triumphs and its trials. From its early Saxon origins to the Norman grandeur, from Wren's masterpiece to its survival through the Blitz, St. Paul's stands as a symbol of continuity and resilience. The next time you're in London, take a moment to visit this extraordinary building, climb to the top of the dome, and gaze out over the city, just as generations before have done. That wraps up today's episode of Historic Echoes. Thanks for joining me on this journey through time. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with fellow history enthusiasts. I'm George, your host, and I'll see you next time as we continue to uncover the stories behind the world's greatest landmarks. Until then, keep exploring.